After a messy start to the week on President's Day, we catch a bit of a break in the action this afternoon. Most folks are back to work, and we can anticipate a chilly start this morning, but sunshine returns to the forecast for today. We will be under the influence of surface high pressure as well as an upper-level ridge, keeping the skies clear. However, this evening, surface high pressure will begin to shift off to the east, and the ridge will weaken. Clouds will begin to build into the region for Wednesday, eventually giving way to snowfall for tomorrow evening. Although we will see snow initially along the warm front as warmer air is drawn into the system, we should expect a change over to sleet and freezing rain, with rain showers and pockets of freezing drizzle left over for Thursday morning. Nonetheless, snowfall totals ranging from 1 to 2 inches will be possible prior to the changeover. Surface high pressure will settle in behind the backside of the system, blocking any storms for Friday and Saturday. This block breaks down by Sunday as high pressure is kicked east by a potent upper-level low and associated surface low pressure system for Sunday. Because warm air is in place, this system should be all rain with an exception for some mixed precipitation across higher elevations. As cold air moves in on the backside of this system for Monday morning, we could see some lake-effect snow showers, especially across the Adirondacks. Wind will also be a factor, thanks in part to a strengthening pressure gradient between the departing low and incoming high-pressure system from the west. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, a strong storm system developing over the western Gulf of Mexico today will draw moisture from the Gulf of Mexico northward along a warm frontal boundary. This deep surge of moisture will lead to significant rainfall stretching from Louisiana to eastern Kentucky. Widespread 2 to 5 inches will be possible through Thursday morning, with much of this falling on already moist ground from rainfall this past weekend. Flooding concerns will be in place. Farther to the northeast, snow and freezing rain are expected for the central Appalachians and the northern mid-Atlantic by late tonight and into tomorrow morning as moisture interacts with existing cold air in place. Several inches of snow is likely before changing to sleet and freezing rain, mainly along and west of I-95. Significant icing will be possible for inland valley locations. To the northwest of the developing surface low across the central plains, moderate to locally heavy snow will be in the works with the associated parent low. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, expect sunny skies with highs in the mid-30s. A brisk northwest wind will usher in a wind chill value between 15 and 20 degrees. In Boston, sunny skies with a high near 30 degrees. Expect a breezy northwest wind as well. And in Buffalo, partly cloudy skies with highs today in the mid-20s, a southwest wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature is 35 degrees and the average low is 18 degrees. The record high temperature is 66 set back in 1981, and the record low is minus 7 set back in 1878. Sunrise 6:47 a.m. and sunset 5:32 p.m., a total of 10 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a net gain of 3 minutes from yesterday. Your contiguous 24-hour United States temperature extremes ran from a low of minus 32 degrees at Daniel, Wyoming yesterday to a high temperature of 91 degrees at Brighton, Florida yesterday afternoon. Here are my latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny skies return, but expect chilly temperatures today. Highs will range from the upper teens to near 20 for the Champlain Valley and northern Adirondacks to the low to mid-20s for the Glens Falls into the Lake George area. Wind will be brisk out of the west, around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds will start to increase, with temperatures frigid once again ranging from 5 below zero to 5 above zero. For the Connecticut River Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny skies return today, but temperatures will be on the cold side. Highs will only reach the low to mid 30s with a light westerly wind. Tonight, expect a few clouds on the increase, with lows dipping into the mid-teens for the mid and lower Hudson Valley to the single digits in the Connecticut River Valley. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine returns today. High temperatures will be on the cold side, only reaching the lower 20s with a west wind around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will start to cloud up. Lows will still plummet, though, falling near 3 degrees. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny skies today, but with cold temperatures, highs will only reach the lower 20s with a breezy west wind around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, expect increasing clouds with lows falling to about 3 degrees. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, sunny skies from start to finish today. High temperatures will remain on the chilly side, only reaching the mid-20s. Expect a west wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds will be on the increase, but temperatures will remain frigid, falling to about 5 degrees. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, filtered sunshine ahead of overcast skies. Expect snow to begin from west to east tomorrow evening, transitioning to sleet and freezing rain by late tomorrow night into early Thursday morning, then rain showers for Thursday morning. High temperatures on Wednesday will be around 30 degrees, and then eventually for Thursday, we'll see those rain showers taper with highs reaching the upper 40s. By Friday, colder air returns. Highs only reach the upper 30s under partly cloudy skies. Saturday, continued dry weather with highs near 40. And finally, for Sunday, expect rain with highs into the mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.